Take a full inventory of your assets, cash reserves, debts, and monthly expenses. How long could you survive with your current resources or if you sold some assets? Go through all expenses and ask yourself, if I had to eliminate this because I needed an extra kidney, how would I do it? Don't be melodramatic when there is no need. Few things are fatal, particularly for smart people. If you've made it this far in life, losing or dropping a job will often be little more than a few weeks of vacation, unless you want more, prior to something better. 3. Health insurance and retirement accounts disappear if I quit. Untrue. I was scared of both when I was eliminated from TrueSan. I had visions of rotting teeth and working at Walmart to survive. Upon looking at the facts and exploring options, I realized that I could have identical medical and dental coverage, the same provider and network, for $300 to $500 per month. To transfer my 401k to another company, I chose Fidelity Investments, was even easier. It took less than 30 minutes via phone and cost nothing. Covering both of these bases takes less time than getting a customer service rep on the phone to fix your electric bill. 4. It will ruin my resume. I love creative nonfiction. It is not at all difficult to sweep gaps under the rug and make uncommon items the very things that get job interviews. How? Do something interesting and make them jealous. If you quit and then sit on your ass, I wouldn't hire you either. On the other hand, if you have a 1 to 2 year world circumnavigation on your resume or training with professional soccer teams in Europe to your credit, two interesting things happen upon returning to the working world. First, you will get more interviews because you will stand out. Second, interviewers bored in their own jobs will spend the entire meeting asking how you did it. If there is any question of why you took a break or left your previous job, there is one answer that cannot be countered. I had a once-in-a-lifetime chance to do exotic and envy-producing experience, and I couldn't turn it down. I figured that with 20 to 40 years of work to go, what's the rush? The Cheesecake Factor. Would you like me to give you a formula for success? It's quite simple, really. Double your rate of failure. Thomas J. Watson, founder of IBM. Summer, 1999. Even before I tasted it, I knew something wasn't quite right. After 8 hours in the refrigerator, this cheesecake still hadn't set at all. It swished in the gallon bowl like a viscous soup, chunks shifting and bobbing as I tilted it under close inspection. Somewhere a mistake had been made. It could have been any number of things. 3 1-pound sticks of Philly cream cheese, eggs, stevia, unflavored gelatin, vanilla, sour cream. In this case, it was probably a combination of things and the lack of a few simple ingredients that generally make a cheesecake a form of cake. I was on a no-carbohydrate diet, and I had used this recipe before. It had been so delicious that my roommates wanted their fair share and insisted on an attempt at bulk production. Hence began the mathematical shenanigans and problems.